Okay, or other place, some people might smoke those big long ones.
Pipes.
Yeah, or the big long brown things that...
Cigars, my daddy smoked cigars.
Okay, well, what other people might...
Tobacco, chew tobacco. Yeah. Yeah, I know plenty of people chew tobacco. Some of them put snuff in here. Well, I'll tell you, I had a cousin who wasn't but 14 years old, and how she started to chew tobacco. She used to have a toothache all the time, and her mother would put some tobacco in her teeth to kill the nerve, and she got in the habit of that, and first thing you know, the child was to keep a big pile of tobacco, because I started to say, I said, Miata, what's that you got in your mouth there? And she said, oh, you talk too much. Mama will kill me if she see that in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah, and it would be tobacco she had in there. Ooh. But she put more in there than she was supposed to put in there. And it was nasty, I didn't like it because they spit a lot. And they had something called a spittoon.
Yeah.
They used to have in the house. She always had one by. I don't like those things.
You don't think a woman...
No, I don't think a woman should chew tobacco or put snuff in her mouth. If you want to smoke a cigarette, it's all right. I have nothing against cigarettes. I don't have anything against drinking. But I do have something against them making a hug of themselves. You know, getting overloaded, staggering all over the street, I think that's the most disgusting thing for to look at, for a male or female. Because people should know how much their stomach can hold. You know, not because I don't drink. Because if I did drink, I'd know how.
You see tights like that around here?
No, but when the football game, you sure see it. It staggers all over some of them.
So
but they don't cut up ugly. I mean, it's not that they cut up and be ugly. It's just that it don't look nice. A respectable person just don't walk along the street like that. If you're going to get so drunk that you got to stagger, then you ought to stay in the house. Now, that's how I feel about it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Okay. Now, a long time ago when sugar was sold out of the barrel, when it wasn't prepackaged, it was just weighed out of the barrel. You say it's sold...
Retail.
Okay. Well, what about crackers? Did you ever see them sell crackers?
Yeah, they had crackers, they had cans. The grocery store had about 4 or 5 cans. And they had loose crackers in the can, they had cookers in the can, and they had graham crackers in the can.
Okay.
And they sell those loose. You'd pay like 2 cents for a cracker, or about 5 or 6, something like that. But now they go in packages.
Now, that kind of sweet stuff that you would make by boiling the juice of fruit and put sugar in with it, and you pour it into a little glass jar and put paraffin.
That's preserving.
Okay.
That's preserving fruit. You cook those fruits first. While most people cook them with sugar, I've cooked mine with the honey because I'm off the sugar. I don't like sugar no more. You know, to find out, I read a book on sugar and sugar was not good for you. And so ever since then, I've always used the honey. And Mama says honey and syrup is better sweetened than sugar. So anyway, you make this preserve and you put like, think about it now, 5 cups of sugar. It's a cup to each cup of preserve. Like you're going to preserve figs, a pear, a peach. You cook that and you put a piece of lemon in it.
Okay.
And you cook that till it comes to a syrup. And you have one big pot that you put the jaws in. You have them squirreling. You have a long handle fork that you take them out of the pot and you set them on a tray. And you put your preserve in that. And as you put your preserve in that, you have some hot wax ready, and you just put this wax right on the top of it.
Okay, you might make jam or?
You make marmalade. Marmalade is all squished up, you know.
Apple.
And you make jelly.